This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It is a Monday. Adam just told us it's 86 degrees. 86. By the way, I'll just take one of my overrated, underrated, properly rateds right now. Because it's coming up 105 this fall. Underrated. Underrated because it's warmer. Okay. It's been, we admit, right? It has been an atypical fall, and it has been warmer and drier. You with me?
And sunnier today. I heard Paul talking about that this morning. You know, November, I think, is the, November and December are the cloudiest months. But we have had much more sunshine this November than usual, which for me, a guy like me, bring it on.
Yeah.
I need sun.
Right. And this is, we joke a lot, but you, like millions, face seasonally affected disorder, right? So the sun does affect your disposition. So bring it on. I would have guessed, okay, November and December are the cloudiest months. For some reason, I would have thought February. Maybe I'm just like, at that point, I'm just so done with it.
Calling Paul a liar?
Yeah. How do I? I mean, Dan, you have any idea if Paul might be making up this crap. He's Paul Douglas at this point. Who would call him
That's
out?
Just it.
And by the way, the people call him out have been calling him out anyway for 40 right. years, so he doesn't care about him.
Here's a little secret. I don't care.
What if just one time, one show, it was Paul Douglas just bitching and complaining and calling people out? Sign me up. That would be great. Adam, can you get him to do that?
See what I can do.
Well, we kind of got a morning show rotation this week, right? Because
correct,
you're dead to us tomorrow. You're on tomorrow. I've only been on one time when you've hosted the morning show. One appearance. That's because I
had you on. I don't remember that.
Yeah,
what did we talk about?
I was on a golf trip, and I think you had nothing, to be honest.
Well, it's every day. I got nothing.
And you said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I don't know. I'm getting ready to go tee it up." He's like, "Why don't you call in right now?"
Well, how about tomorrow? Recap the Wolves.
Well, they're a part of the opening situation. I'm in. Here's another overrated, and I talk about my sleep a lot.
Oh, man.
Right now, and I had a stretch. I was telling Dan helped me out so much today because it's been a juggle today. Quentin, some bunch of stuff going on, too. This is like 4 or 5 nights in a row I just haven't slept. And I have not done a thing different from what I was doing 3-4 weeks ago when at least I was getting 5 hours or so. And it just, again, my empathy, my sympathy for those of us who just can't sleep. And I genuinely worry about my health long term because of it. I'm 56. I'm, you know, I really haven't been that coherent most of my life. So really, you know, the slippage isn't going to be much, but man, sleep is so essential. All you hear about is people saying, you have to sleep. It's so good for you. It's easier said than done. Were you hinting that you're battling some of that too?
No, not well. Last night was awful, and I've had a few nights now where it's just been awful, and yeah, it sucks.
It does.
No other way to put it.
No, it is. It is. If you don't have it, bravo to you, but just show the proper empathy to folks who do have it. So think about where we were headed this weekend. I know the Wolves got drilled Friday night. But then they came back Saturday when it looked like Towns might not play. And they played this thrilling overtime game in Philadelphia when my guy, I've always defended D'Angelo Russell. I couldn't stand the trade from day one. I didn't like his style of play offensively and defensively. And the truth is, at times this year, before Saturday night, he's played great at times. And in the fourth quarter in overtime, the guy was just fantastic. This is from me, who is I didn't like him at Ohio State. I didn't like him L.A., Brooklyn, Golden State, and I was in the minority in this town. I did not like the trade. But tell the truth, the guy's been playing at a really high level, and he was scintillating Saturday night. Before that, jump around, which, by the way, another preview of overrated and underrated, properly rated. Overrated. Get your own song. But we'll get to that with overrated. Gophers win. They had lost the Axe 16 of the previous 17 times. This guy somehow is going to tell us, you know, I really didn't believe in this Wisconsin team the whole time, so I really wasn't surprised.
I knew it was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen. You know, it's the same routine ever since I've met him. It's the same thing. It's we'll probably hear the same thing about Mabel Cup. You know, listen, I didn't think they were going to go this far. You know, I mean, what did about him? Gophers win. The Wild, your club. All they do, my brother, my long lost brother, what's the Wayne Gretzky goal record? Because Ryan Hartman,
yeah,
best player so far.
That's going to be part of my overrated, underrated, properly.
Okay.
Had a chance to go yesterday.
Nice. Yeah. They win. They beat the champs. They're playing great. They crushed the Jets. Sign Byron. They had to sign Byron. Byron Buxtons don't happen in this organization unless you draft him. They're never trading for a guy of Byron Buxton's caliber. It's laughable to suggest they would ever sign somebody like Byron Buxton. And I'm all for it. And I got it. I know the risks. The problem is you're not going to get the right value for him because he hasn't played enough. So the position they're in, they had to sign him. And I'm willing to take the risk. It's now the Vikings are playing the 49ers. And Kirk Cousins lets us down. Kirk Cousins, you're better than that. We'll talk about that when we come back. That's what we're doing today. A little jive talking, the Bee Gees. I want to get to the Beatles, by the way.
Also part of my overrated, underrated, properly okay. rated.
I heard you with Ross on Friday. How do we pronounce Ross's last name?
Raelia.
Okay. I think I really enjoy him.
Yeah.
And I thought he was good with you too. I'm about 80% through it. And I heard, I don't want to spoil everything, but man, Ross is so right about the editing.
Yes.
I mean, it looks so beautifully shot. I swear to God, they could show Chris Columbus coming over. And if they had the footage now, they could turn it into HD. It would look like it just happened. It's amazing. All right, back to the purple. Cousins was terrible yesterday. Can we just say that? Cousins was terrible on accuracy. Yes, he had some good throws. The second touchdown to all he does is catch touchdowns, Thielen, was a great adjustment. When he's booting to the left and Thielen, I'm sure the route's set up that way and the flow is that way, is going with them. But Cousins sees that Thielen's flowing into coverage. And if he kind of stops and throws it kind of where Thielen has to stop, keeps him away from the coverage, that was a great throw. But how many throws did Cousins have yesterday where, and he was rushed at times, there's no doubt about it. But there, 7-8 throws minimum, plenty of time, and missed receivers. You know, end of the game. The throw to Jefferson. The throw to Jefferson on the two-point conversion. Numerous throws, and that was by far his worst game. It just was, and a surprising time for it to happen because he has been good this year. He has been spectacular at times this year. And I know the default is going to be because they got the ball back. Of course, it has to be a one-score game again, 10 out of 11. We need. Has somebody posted that? Has any team, how long has it been since a team in the NFL, out of their first 11 games, that 10 of the 11 were one-score games? That has to be unbelievably rare. And I get how some people say, here we go again. Kirk at the end of the game had a chance to step up, and he didn't. Kirk's been really good at any games this year. He has been really good. He just was lousy, Carter, that entire game, right?
Yeah, and it just again, you're just reminded that the number of people that can play that position excel on a game-in and game-out basic is so small. And yep. Kirk is not one of those guys. He is a better than average quarterback, right? A slightly better than average quarterback. This year, lots better than average. But
yep.
The entirety
agree with all that.
His entirety of his of career, he's slightly better than average. And so, to borrow a phrase, he is who he is.
He is who he is. And I think
not
we
to
all...
take away, again, he's made really good, fantastic football games this year. I mean, last week we were saying, come on, Kirk. Let it go, baby. Let it go.
Let it go.
Throw caution to the wind, Kirk. Who cares? Throw the hell out of the ball. And doesn't always work out.
Who is caution, and why do we throw him into the wind? Doesn't he just come back? I mean, if you throw him into the wind,
throw
Dan,
caution to the wind.
Caution.
Depends what direction.
Caution to the wind. The wind brings caution right back.
Yeah.
It should be throw caution with the wind.
Well, I don't know. If you throw caution to the wind, if the wind is not coming right back at you, then the wind would go wherever.
It'll
carry over you.
Yes.
There's another phrase about doing something into the wind that I can't really say right now either, too. You don't blank into the wind.
Right. Now that's into. That's a different.
Right.
By the way, I just want to say during the break, I just downed that peach cobbler from Shaletta. It was fantastic. Adam, how was it?
I did take a bite of it. It's not my thing. Peach cobbler is not my thing.
Excuse me?
You know about cooked fruits. And me, fruity desserts, cooked fruit desserts.
So in other words, Shaletta left Cottage Grove, brought the kids down here, brought food in for us first.
And I took a bite of something that I don't like.
And you took a bite, and you're okay.
Would that
with
be better to say, you know what, I don't want that garbage. Get it out of here.
It would have been better for us to witness if you would have died. Got to be out there. How about you? How have you enjoyed the peach cobbler?
I'm going to be completely honest that I have not tried it at all because I don't like peach cobbler. I very much – Shaletta's a sweetheart, and I very much appreciate the effort on her part. I just don't appreciate it enough to actually eat the food that she brought.
I'm going to see if we can hear her in the hall yet coming down.
Well, she's already tweeting about it. She's got a picture of the thing that she left in the kitchen, and she's texting me telling me that she needs responses to that tweet, so we're all supposed to respond to the tweet.
Well, I'm going to respond that I showed respect to her, had it, enjoyed it, and you two said, no. Throw peach cobbler to the wind. That's basically what you said. Going back to Kirk, it is a reminder that as great as quarterbacks are, we forget they have lousy games. Just with Kirk, Adam, because you nailed it, he's just above average, and he's been better than that this year, no doubt. And really, after the putrid start last year, he's at a run where he has been probably, I don't know, seventh, eighth, ninth best quarterback in the league since the terrible start last year. But people have bad games. He had a bad game. Now on the defense, 49ers run for 208 yards. You know who was invisible yesterday for the first time in a long time? Long time.
Eric Kendricks?
That's it. How many times did you notice Kendricks? And by the way, Zim. Zim, I think Zim's lived in Minnesota long enough that he now is like everybody else. The officials are out to get us. They're holding every play. He's bringing the monitor out there. Of course, well, we do have a guy on our team who does hold every play. Udo. I mean, they don't have anybody else that can play right guard other than Ole. I mean, swell guy, I'm sure. You can't play Bradbury and Cole. Who's our rookie? Wyatt Davis? How bad is he? But Zim's got to stop with their holding every play, man. Does Zim call into fan line?
I mean, let's go to Mike in Evergrove Heights.
Let's go to Mike on a plane coming back from Santa Clara.
Certainly sounded like he called into 9 to noon today. So.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did Zim really call in?
No, but I mean, that's somebody was trumpeting. The guy that's not a Blame the Officials guy that hosts the 9 to noon show.
Oh, PA was all over
the officials? No, on our 9 to noon.
Galvin. Oh, Corey.
Our 9 to noon.
Corey. It's a 9 to noon love fest, right? when Corey and PA are going head-to-head on the officials. 208 yards. Now, you do have to say meet the new defensive line, right? All four guys are out. Barr gets hurt, and Kendricks is neutralized. Debo Samuel. He's unlike any other player in the NFL, Carter. I guess the closest guy to Debo is Cordarrelle.
That's what I was thinking. Cordarrelle Patterson, who's having a resurgence in Atlanta.
He's had a pretty damn good career, Cordarrelle, right? Yeah. I mean, he had very good days with the Bears, too. Cordarrelle's not a small man. Debo is a monster. And that combination they have of Samuel and Mitchell is really, really impressive. The quarterback, again, as handsome as it gets, he's just not that good. He just isn't that good. Last thing. Look at somebody loving the peach cobbler. Michelle,
we have more if you want to come.
We have more.
Yeah. Yeah, Michelle loving the peach cobbler. Showing respect for Shaletta, unlike you two.
I took a bite.
Okay, I'll give you some credit. How about you?
No, I'm not, I'm not the one arguing with you. No, I didn't have any. No.
So Shaletta came in here, drove from Cottage Grove, brought this into you, views you as kind of her spiritual mentor, and you looked at her and said, get away with that junk.
Okay.
Yeah, I really screwed that up, didn't I? I think I might.
I shall not covet thy neighbor's peach cobbler.
I think I just briefly vanished. This is what happens when you sleep 5 minutes for like the last 5 days. Zim and the aggressiveness. I thought there were some dubious moments yesterday. I had no problem going forward early when it's zip-zip, fourth and two. But they get the Wongu touchdown. And he's pretty damn good. We're going to see more of him. It's 31-26. A ton of time to go. Kick the extra point. What are you doing? Why are you chasing points at that level? And I guess his comeback would be, well, guess what Joseph missed? No. Kick the extra point. It's 31-27. There's a pretty good chance the 49ers' next score is going to be, guess what it was? A field goal. Then it's a 7-point game. And then it's 34-26. They have the complete meltdown when Jefferson's on the wrong side of the field. Somebody else, Ahmad Rashad, was on the wrong side of the field. He's waving him over. He's frantic. And then what does he do? He lines up under Udo. Unfortunately, he's a right guard. So Kirk now has...
Hey, from that side, they all look the same.
Yeah. I don't know. Udo and Mason Cole. Adams just said they had the same booties. You like that, and now lining up under the right guard. Kirk Cousins has two pieces of video that will never, ever go away. I mean, it looked like a clown show at that point. They go for it when there's a ton of time left, Carter. And it's fourth and goal at the four. Kick the field goal. What is he doing? He's intoxicated. Is it also possible it's not Mike Zimmer? That it's a Mike Zimmer. You know, like there were these Melania Trump lookalikes? It is a Mike Zimmer lookalike. The Wilfs have kidnapped the real Mike Zimmer, and now before it was 3rd and 50 and he'd want to run the ball. Now it's like, I'm going to go for it every time. Pick and choose when you go for it. Do you disagree with me on either point? So the 31-26 extra point or?
No, not at all.
34-26.
Plenty of time left. Lots of time. This is the NFL. You score quickly. They were loaded for bear.
That sounded very soft. Will you have another bite of the cobbler during the break?
Sure, I'll do another one.
Thank you. Dan?
Nope.
Yep. Are you changing your mind? That's our next topic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, are we now going with Omicron?
It's either Omicron or Omicron.
See, I thought early in the day it was Omicron. Then I heard Joe and Tony. We're close.
There's no N. It's Omicron. There's no N in it.
Oh, yeah, Omicron. That's, yeah. Joe was saying Omicron.
Yeah, Joe was saying
no
it.
Omni.
No, yeah. There's no N in Omicron.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
There's probably some business called Omicron that is like, bring it on.
Could have been, but.
Love it. Cryptocurrency.
So what are you going with?
Omicron.
Yeah, that seems better.
Yeah.
Omicron. Your level, Dan Cook, you first. Your level of, let's go, concern, and text me too. 651-461-9226 with Omicron.
My concern level, we're doing the 1 to 10, the 0 to 10.
0 to 10.
Is probably, right, for right now, it's 4.5.
Because
we can't do 5. It's as much concern as you can have without panicking or getting overly worked up about it. Because what we don't know.
Well, I would think it's higher than if you,
no,
as much concern. Until you get to panic, that's where you're at?
Well, until you are, okay, now we got to actually do something. Because what we don't know yet, while this does have all of these mutations, is whether those mutations make it more virulent and make it more, I don't know what the word is, effective in terms of making you sick.
Yeah.
Does it make
more
you
powerful.
Sick and how transmissible is it?
Yep.
We don't know that yet.
Nope.
Okay? There's every possibility that that could be the case.
Mm-hmm.
We also don't know for sure whether this is going to evade the vaccine or not yet. That hasn't been determined.
Yep.
That won't be determined for a couple of weeks. But as somebody that's getting on a plane on Friday, yeah, I'm, you know, I have some concerns. I'm going to see, you know, my mother who has health issues.
Yeah.
I have concerns. I'll be masked up. I'm, you know, booster jabbed. I've done everything I can do to be safe while still, you know, planning to travel. But yeah, it's something to very much keep track of. I'm not in panic mode yet.
Okay. And let me go next, Adam, then you third. 651-461-9226. Again, my word is concern. I'm a 7.5 on the concern level. I didn't ask, are you panicked? Are you freaked out? I am concerned because we have been told for months and months that if we would continue at a level of low vaccination and your immunity waning, whether it's your natural immunity or it's your immunity from the vaccines, that this would present the possibility of more variants and the idea that they may become more powerful. The one before Delta, which Mike Ostrom for the first time came on this show and said, this is going to bring us to the worst of the entire run. He was wrong on that. And he admitted multiple times he's been. But guess what? Delta did bring us to a more powerful level where we've now had more people die in 2021 than died in 2020, even with the vaccines available. So my 7.5 isn't saying I'm going to stop living my life. We're going back to lockdowns, hermetically sealed. But when I hear about that, you know, smart scientists have to study everything Dan just said. Is it more transmissible? Is it more powerful? Could it evade the vaccines? No guarantee that all these are going to be yes. My concern level goes to 7.5 for people I have in my life who I'm extraordinarily close to that have low immunity. The concern for others, Adam, and what it would do to take our country back if it turns out. So I'm a 7.5.
I think I'm probably a solid 7, and I think I was a 7 before we heard about Omicron. Because, I mean, the situation in our hospitals right now is, it's real. And it's,
yes.
Look, my ex-wife works in the emergency room at HCMC.
She's in on it.
We have a, that's what I'm saying. So don't tell me this, well, it's, you know, it's not true. It's not what, BS. So the concern I have is, okay, whether or not it's COVID, whatever it is, God forbid, I should need some sort of medical care right now. Because you hear the stories about people being turned away or not being able to be admitted.
For significant issues.
Yes. And
not rolling your ankle.
Right. Or an issue that may not seem significant that could turn very significant if not treated correctly. So that is where my concern goes. Of course, if you're hearing about a new variant. And the other thing that gives me concern about this, too, I mean, this is not even a week since we've heard about this thing. And it's already at the top of the news. And the president is at a news conference on it. So it's not like this is something that's been around for a couple weeks. And boy, it's starting to get serious. That tells me, that points to how serious this is. That in less than a week, it has become story A about the pandemic.
So how much of that could be, though? Let me push back. It's the political ramifications of that. And there's some duality to it also. Trump, and when he arrived at shutting down travel from China, he wasn't first, by the way, that's just incorrect. But when he did it, there were a lot of people, including people who supported him, who wondered if that was the right decision. Certainly Democrats pushed back against it. And in the end, it seems like most people believe that was the right decision. And because he's Donald Trump, he touted that just a couple times, that he made the right decision. He was right in that. There are other areas where I think he was wrong, but he was right in that. Joe Biden is underwater with his approval numbers. Whether you like it or not, whether you think he's much better than Trump or not, or worse, he's underwater. And Adam, if he says, we're going to wait, we're not going to overreact, we're going to give this some time, we're going to study this more, and it turns out that this variant is extraordinarily powerful, and we don't know if it's going to be yet, and he waited an extra week or two, not only the possibility of that ratcheting up the health concerns, but politically, that could be an albatross right on that neck for a long time.
Well, no matter what he does, 50% of the country is going to vehemently disagree with whatever move he makes, even in the face of glowing hypocrisy. Yeah. It just doesn't matter anymore.
I think his battle, though, has been with independents. He won the election because of independents, Dan. You look at his numbers now with independents, he's getting crushed.
They're terrible, yeah. And I think you're right. I think politics absolutely plays a role in this. At the same time, anytime you see a variant with this number of mutations in it, I think the natural response to any responsible government, by any responsible government, is going to be to take it very, very seriously until we've proven that it doesn't need to be taken seriously. If there's any lessons we've learned from this pandemic, is to get out in front of this stuff as quickly as you can with sensible measures to try and stop the spread of it, because it will, you know, no matter how far out in front of it you are, it's still going to, you know, you can.
Well, it's here.
You're going to have that
we
impact
know
on the hospital.
It's here already.
That,
it's just.
Right.
It's,
but if you, to much as you can delay that impact on the hospitals that Adam was talking about, that's, you know, one of the lessons we've learned.
And here's the other problem with that also leads to my stress level about it. I mean, here we are this far into it. We should have available to us free and instant testing to everybody who wants it.
100% right.
And the fact that we are still at that point where we look, there's people, everybody in this building has been on a rotating wheel of testing in the last 3-4 weeks, and it still takes 2 days, 3 days to find out your results.
Or you can't get them.
That's absurd.
Yes.
Absolutely absurd that you cannot immediately get a test and find out immediately. I did it. The last COVID test, I went to some strip mall. It cost me $90 out of pocket to have an instant test of COVID.
That's also on the Biden administration. I mean, it's almost December, right?
Right.
And you can't say, well, it's Donald Trump and is slow to react. He was slow to react. He's been gone since January. By the way, there should be N95 masks falling off trees right now so people aren't wearing the cloth masks.
One of the big Biden selling points that he tried to push during the campaign, remember, was Trump doesn't have a plan to, you know, get COVID under control. I do.
Yep.
And like all good plans, you know, as soon as you meet the enemy, it falls apart on you and you got to adjust. But the plan should have included better access to testing, better access to vaccines, and plenty of other things that clearly have not come to fruition under this administration.
I think the vaccine availability, I push back a little bit. Trying to convince people who won't get the vaccine, I don't know what else he can say. There has been some pushback. Even Andy Slavitt, who we're trying to get on tomorrow, who worked in the White House, said, I'm not so certain about those travel restrictions. Folks from South Africa saying, hey, we did everything right. We told you we were prepared, and now you're shutting us down. What's going to happen with the next countries where they find out and going to say, okay, we'll just keep it quiet? You know. All right, what is your concern level? Again, it's concern level with the new variant, 0 to 10, 651-461-9226. All right, here are the texts, topic at hand, your concern level with the new variant. Chad, I'm concerned enough not to book our spring break vacation to D.C. and New York City. If variant goes sideways, I don't want to be in either of those cities. I'm going with, oh my God, as in here we go again. Level 6 concern because of stupid, selfish people being indoors this winter. Let's see. What do you recommend in dealing with my 90-year-old mom who refuses to get vaccinated? I've talked to her over and over, as have other family members. What would you say, Adam? 90-year-old who's as vulnerable as any, isn't listening to family members.
I don't know what you could say. I don't.
Yeah. If she's not listening, Dan, to family members, I guess the only other thing is if you could have a doctor tell her stories about individuals, her health, who thought the same thing, that they wouldn't be touched by it.
If there's a doctor that she has a trusted relationship with, that would be another way to go. Otherwise, all I can say is, you know, keep talking. Keep the conversation going.
Yes.
And make sure that she understands that where you're coming from is out of love for her and out of love for the people that she surrounds herself with.
More text here. 0 to 10, how concerned are you? Very concerned. You're going to get it if not vaccinated and no booster. Be cautious, wear a mask, do the right things. God forbid people don't get an accident or need medical attention, even surgery. good luck. No space available. That's exactly what Adam was saying. It's true. What's more absurd is the fact you can't even get a good test. I've been asked to leave work today because my daughter tested positive. I'm a 9. Getting to this rocky, dangerous, uncontained point with COVID so far took a full court press and everyone's attention. Go to the convention center for free rapid tests. I hear a lot of people, Carter, talk about the convention center. The airport also is another place, right?
Yeah, I've been tested at the convention center before. But that one was, unless I'm wrong, that's still over 24 hours at least before you get your test results.
My concern level is one, these variants just don't seem to be as deadly as the media makes it out to be. So we're lying, in other words.
Over 750,000 people have died. How deadly do you need it to be?
780,000 now, Dan.
Okay.
780,000, huge surge, hospital beds full, fatalities have surged. I'm glad you listen. But you're not telling the truth, or you're listening to places where they're not telling you the truth. Rapid tests at drugstores, they're flying off the shelf. Concern level 10. I have a biology degree, so concern the pockets of the non-vaccinated become the petri dishes for these mutated viruses. That's what's going on. Window issues at your house? As I tell you, it's 12:58, Linda's construction time check. Try Infinity from Marvin Windows. Let's have some fun coming up next. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!